Are you ready to get revved up? Are you ready for some more common sense positive information with Mike Spillman's Future You University? Strap yourself in and let's get started. Here's your host, Mike Spillman.
All right, Hudson, thank you for another great introduction. This is your host, Mike Spillman, and welcome to another episode of Mike Spillman's Future You University, where we believe that your greatest education takes place on the campus of your mind. I also believe as long as there is breath, there is hope. Friend, if you don't hear anything else I say, please hear that. Hear it clearly. I don't care how big, how dark, how impossible things may seem as far as opportunity for change. It just may seem like there's no way for you to be able to get out of the situation that you're in. As long as you're alive and you're breathing, there is hope. There is an opportunity to begin to change, to turn things around and go in the other direction. So again, thank you for joining me today. As always, like I said, I want to thank you. If you would just join me just for a moment, I just want to thank God for the opportunity we have today. Father, just thank you. For this opportunity today for me to connect with, I don't even know who, don't know where they're from, don't even know when it is that they're watching this, listening to this. But Father, you do. Father, you know why they're here. Help them to understand that they are here for a reason, for a purpose. This is not by accident. God, use me to say, to do whatever it is that needs to be done to connect to this person, to this listener. So, Father, that they can receive and hear the things that they need as a way to improve their lives and not just hear, but put them into practice and to do and begin the process, Father, of improving their life. Thank you. In the name and the power of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So, again, thank you for joining me. I got to share with you something that I saw the other day on social media that I'd seen before from a person that posted this type of idea and attitude. Listen, advice matters. Who you get advice from really matters. The advice that we share, the things that we share on social media that give advice really matters. I don't have everything, as I'll be honest with you. I unfollowed them once I saw that. I'd seen enough. I'd seen it before, that type of thing. But it was talking about, it was a graphic that was from somebody that said something about the things that I have learned from my years of employment. And it was just very negative. One of those was, and I'm paraphrasing because, again, I don't have it right here in front of me, but one of those was something like, never do more than you have to, because doing more than you have to will just get you more work. That is a horrible attitude to have. And friend, I just want to tell you, whoever you are, and if by chance you're the person that posted that and you're watching this, first of all, I'll just say shame on you. Maybe you don't know any better. That is the worst attitude that you could ever have. And this is a promise. If you go into any job to work for anybody with that attitude, you will never go anywhere as far as improvement in your job. It's not because of what you think, it's because of your attitude impacting your actions and your actions impacting your results. Maybe that's why things aren't going so well for you where you work. I remember a few years ago, I was at a local large discount store, I guess you'd say. And before I checked out the person in front of me, I was watching the young lady that was waiting on the person in front of me and just had a negative attitude. I mean, just was griping about stuff, just not really exchanging information as far as pleasantries with the customer. And when I came up, I just decided to bite my tongue and I didn't say anything. But she started griping to me about the fact that she hadn't got a raise. And went on and on and on, griping about what she had been promised. Me, a customer, somebody she'd never even met before. And again, it just didn't seem like the right time and the opportunity. But what I wanted to say was, if you give me about 2 seconds, I think I can tell you probably why you did not get the raise. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Folks, we've got to change this attitude. We've got to help our young people, not just young people, folks, our friends, people that are actually working. We've got to try to do everything we can to help turn that mindset and that attitude around. My goodness, right? So share information like this. Just again, the importance of a positive mindset, the power of having a positive mindset to again, not look at it as I'm never going to do more than what I have to do, because then I'll just be given more work. You get more responsibility, maybe you get more notice. You get more notice, maybe you get more recommendations. You get more recommendations, maybe you get some more promotions. That's kind of how that works. You know what I'm saying? So I just really want to challenge you with that. One thing I used to tell my boys, now I'm not going to sit here and tell you they always followed this advice, because my guess is they probably didn't. One of the things I always told them when they began working, when they were in school, always do more. Always do more than what you're expected to do. That is just the opposite of what I started off with sharing with you in this podcast. Always do more. It's a choice, and your choice is a decision. Every decision is a choice, right? So it's up to you which way that you want to go. Do you want to go down the path of negativity and continued frustration, or do you want to go down the path that's going to lead to more? The opportunity is yours. And I want to encourage you to choose wisely and choose a direction that will take you further and further and further down the road to your future. Thank you for joining me today. As always, I want to encourage you to have a blessed day by being a blessing in somebody's day. And whatever you do, always be sure to make it an awesome day, because, hey, who else is going to do it for you? Here's your answer. Absolutely nobody. Take care. See you next time. Bye.